Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either. I came from Columbia. I was there up at Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU students needed our support.
Why are we protesting again? I don't know. I wish I was more educated. Well, you're going to an Ivy League institution. Maybe you should be fired. She got a job as a greeter somewhere. You should be straightening pillows. Throwing maxi pads. The Democrat Party is very unwell, very unwell. And they live among us. They run an awful lot of the institutions around us, which explains a lot, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Well, happy Thursday to you and welcome. And that audio soundbite that we just played means that our computer system is back up and running. That's better when you're doing a radio show and everything. And we've got a great many things to share with you today. One of the things I want to share with you, President Trump today in New York got out of bed, dragged a comb across his head, hopped in the motorcade, went to a construction site, and had a couple of great moments with great American construction workers in New York City. And it's got the news media angry because he's campaigning, even though they're trying to keep him from campaigning. And they like to cheat and steal and rob people of whatever they can rob people of, because they're the left. They're not liberals. But let me get to President Trump, because he's been busy, and I'm going to play that audio for you. The Americans were chanting USA, USA, while the Democrats were chanting, let's have another Holocaust. I'm paraphrasing, but that was basically their chant. Let's kill all the Jews. The Democrat Party isn't what it used to be. It should probably be gassed. What do you think, gassed? Probably the Democrat Party. We'll see about that going forward. But let's get back to President Trump. Why do you keep distracting me like that? Just kidding. He didn't really. And good President Trump stuff. But he took to Truth Social this morning and made headlines, as you might expect, because his attorney general, his former attorney general, William Barr, he was attorney general for President Trump. And they didn't always see eye to eye. They didn't always get along. And Bill Barr has endorsed Donald Trump for the presidency of the United States, even though Donald Trump may not be his favorite person in the world. William Barr has now endorsed Donald Trump. And when Bill Barr did endorse Donald Trump acknowledged the endorsement by his former attorney general, with whom he does not maintain a close personal friendship. The headlines from the last hour are: Trump mocks Barr after endorsement, says he will remove lethargic label. That's the headline at The Hill. Mediaite, left-wing rag: Trump brutally mocks, quote, gutless and lazy, end quote, Bill Barr for endorsing him. That's not entirely accurate, but okay. Trump taunts former AG Bill Barr even after endorsement for president. And Trump mercilessly mocks his ex-AG Bill Barr for endorsing him. Now, let me get to the post by President Trump on the Truth social media, which he went public with and made $3.5 billion or something like that. Pretty good job, I think. But never mind that. President Trump is very busy today. He wants to be at the Supreme Court because the lynch mob is out to get him all over the place. And the Supreme Court is hearing arguments today on one of President Trump's issues on presidential immunity. And the crooked judge and prosecutor in New York won't let him go to the Supreme Court for a case involving him because they're crooks. They're filthy third world people. They should really be living in the Gaza. We should send him to the Gaza. But here's President Trump's post on Truth. He posted at, 11:01 p.m. last night. He posted, wow! Exclamation mark. former AG Bill Barr, who let a lot of great people down by not investigating voter fraud in our country, has just endorsed me for president, despite the fact that I called him, quote, weak, slow-moving, lethargic, gutless, and lazy. That's what he called him. And then in parentheses, the president has New York Post, so he links to a New York Post story, quoting him. That's right, citing his sources, more than CNN and the Washington Post, so he's citing his sources. So he called him weak, slow-moving, lethargic, gutless, and lazy. And the president continued, based on the fact that I greatly appreciate his wholehearted endorsement, I am removing the word lethargic from my statement. Thank you, Bill. MAGA 2024. He's removing the word lethargic from his statement because he had called him weak, slow-moving, lethargic, gutless, and lazy. Now he would just call him weak, slow-moving, gutless, and lazy, but no longer lethargic, which is very thoughtful and very considerate. That's pretty good stuff. President Trump. He knows what a sense of humor is. He's got a sense of humor, and he uses it. Joe Biden couldn't say anything that clever if you held him hostage in a Hamas tunnel for 6 months with a gun in his mouth and told him to type something clever. He couldn't do it. So Trump, he's removed the word lethargic, which is nice. I think that's pretty nice, really. Former President Trump had some fun on social media at the expense of a former member of his administration even after a presidential endorsement. Trump took a swipe at former Attorney General William Barr on Thursday following Barr's endorsement of Trump for president earlier this month. And I actually saw Bill Barr on the television saying that he was endorsing him. And I think we isolated that audio, but we never used it on our radio show.
Well, I've said all along, you know, given two bad choices, I think it's my duty to pick the person I think would do the least harm to the country. And in my mind, that's I will vote the Republican ticket.
You will.
I will support the Republican ticket. I think the real danger to the country, the real danger to democracy, as I say, is the progressive agenda. And while Trump, and I said, Trump may be playing Russian roulette, but continuation of the Biden administration is national suicide.
Yeah, there you go. That's not a ringing endorsement. Choose the one that would do the least damage to the country. And Joe Biden, clearly more damaging to the country. Isn't that amazing? Politics, politics, politics. Goes all the way to the palace. Isn't that amazing? Yes, sir. All right, now let's go to President Trump in New York City this morning, going to the construction site, because This was a great moment. It really was. And it was kind of political genius, because the Democrat Party program is to keep President Trump off the campaign trail. President Trump has been keeping himself in the news by various means because he knows the system, that whole system, pretty well with the news media and the television cameras. And he knows how to ring their bells pretty well. And he's been coming out of the courtroom and going to cameras where they had nobody set up a microphone stand. We're in day 7 of the trial there, and it's been over the course of 2 weeks. And still, the television news crews for every network in the world, they haven't figured out how to stand up a mic stand with a microphone on it and feed that to a malt box so everybody gets clean audio of the president. And instead, it sounds like you're eavesdropping on the conversation at the table next to you at a restaurant and trying to record it with your cell phone, but never mind that. So President Trump in New York today came out of Trump Tower, got into the armored limousines with a Secret Service detail, and went to a nearby construction site where he went and shook hands and talked to construction workers, and hundreds came out, a couple hundred as I understand it. I wasn't there, but I saw that reported. And the construction workers, union men, toxic masculinity all over the place. They were wearing hard hats and gloves and had tools slung over their shoulders. And they, you know, make a good living and do a great job. And President Trump went to meet them and greet them. And it went very, very well.
USA! USA!
How do you know they're not Democrats? And the crowd went wild. And boy, and they're on our side. That's very unusual in New York City, which is filled with communists. Communists. And we call them Democrats for the most part. Donald Trump meets with construction workers who erupted into chants of USA before hush money trial is the headline in the New York Post this morning. And it is a great, he just turned, he takes, they give him nothing. They try to keep everything away from. And like when he went to the bodega, which the Bidens call a bogada, in Harlem, New York, a couple of weeks ago now, and went in and visited with, and it was the bodega where an immigrant from the Dominican Republic had to defend himself against a Democrat criminal that was going to murder him. And instead, the man behind the counter killed the criminal. And then the Democrat prosecutor, who's a George Soros prosecutor, is going after Donald Trump, threw the bodega shopkeeper in prison into Rikers Island and charged him with murder because he was defending himself. And you know how the left doesn't like people defending themselves. They like the criminals to win. So President Trump went to that bodega, turned it into a major campaign event, while they're, and he just darted up from the courthouse to do that. And the Democrats trying to keep President Trump off the campaign trail by tying him down in court, trying to keep him away from the Supreme Court today, even though arguments are being made in a Trump case and he can't attend. He can't attend his son Barron's high school graduation because the Democrats have power, and that means they're going to abuse it 100% of the time. Just amazing. But President Trump meets with construction workers, and they break into chants of USA, USA. And they also broke into chants of we love Trump. We love Trump because they love Trump, because they know that Trump is on their side. And Trump stopped and talked to some reporters on the fly there, and he was talking about how these guys are great, and he's been working with them forever, building all kinds of great buildings, skyscrapers in New York City, and how he loves these guys, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It was all great stuff, President Trump.
Biden is the worst president in history, and we have some very bad people here, but we have the greatest people, and they're right behind me. And they all want us to run, and we're gonna run very hard in New York.
And we're going to run very hard in New York. And, you know, New York is always a Democrat state, of course. But maybe this year with all the, you know, the murders and the carjackings and the looting and the violent crime and women being punched in the face everywhere. And, of course, winning New York City is the key to winning the state of New York. It's where most of the population is. And it's where most of the Democrats are, and the Democrats usually have a lock on the state of New York because of that. But anybody that votes for Joe Biden must be an anti-Semite, a racist, an anti-American mental case. And fortunately for the Democrats, they've got a lot of those, don't they? They got lots and lots of mental cases.
President Trump! Let's see, Brian, if we can talk to him again.
Okay.
I'll be back in the courtroom. Got it.
USA, USA. Now, the Democrats are chanting support for Hamas and death to America because that's what the Democrats chant. Someone's been saying for many years, they're not on our side. Oh, yeah, that was me. Now I remember. Seems pretty obvious now, doesn't it? I've been keeping my ear to the ground on this. You know, baseball season is underway, and that that means that tax season is kind of in our rearview mirror, unless you've got back taxes you haven't paid. You've heard all the horror stories. These things never end well. This is an urgent message for you if you have unfiled taxes or if you owe back taxes of more than $10,000 to the awful, terrible IRS. Time to call the legal experts at Legal Tax Defense. At Legal Tax Defense, they have a team of tax attorneys and legal professionals that'll help guide you through all these complicated tax codes and your legal troubles. They are here to help you. The IRS recently announced increased collection activity for the 2023 tax season. You know, and it's past time to get this train back on the track, isn't it? with former IRS tax attorneys and expert tax professionals, Legal Tax Defense is gearing up for this activity to help protect you. So call them today. Don't procrastinate. Call 800-472-0467. Take advantage of tax relief programs and their Fresh Start program. Call Legal Tax Defense, one of the nation's leading tax defense firms. More than 10 years of Legal Tax Defense experience help save taxpayers just like you millions and millions in back taxes owed. Call now to get qualified for your tax relief options. Call the experts at Legal Tax Defense now. The call is confidential and it's free. Call now, 800-472-0467, online at LegalTaxDefense.com. Yeah, Trump was out there. Great stuff. This is the team that's on our side. We're going to get to the genocidal racist Democrat Party coming up shortly as well. We are at 888-630-9625.
USA! 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 USA!
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
The daughter or son or somewhere in between of California billionaires has disappeared in California. They think maybe slipped into the Tenderloin in San Francisco, which can't be good. Think they have cannibals there. Why do you think they call it the Tenderloin? let's take a phone call. Let's take a quick phone call. Let's go to Blake calling from Northwest Arkansas. Blake, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, and thank you for having me with Mr. Limbaugh in his well-deserved rest in a better plane. America desperately needs your voice, sir. Thank you for what you do.
You're very kind. Thank you.
Yes, sir. My thought is, you know, the Biden, I can't even say, the Biden people, they're wondering about the gotaways. They don't care about the gotaways and the illegals who have crossed their border, and they wonder where they are. Sir, they're in the streets protesting. They are the ones who are being paid to come in and protest and upset our country. I believe with all my heart that these gotaways and illegals have been directed to certain areas in our country where there are cased weapons and stored weapons, and they will rise up and there will be an attack in the United States sometime, I believe.
Oh. Started skipping out on us a little bit there, but could be the NSA or the FBI. Blake, there's a great deal to be concerned about with the millions of illegals, the millions of gotaways, the Chinese nationals, the Middle Easterners, the gang members. The Democrat Party has it in for us. They are not on our side at all. Nothing would surprise me. Going back and forth with Seton Motley, less government and writer, thinker, and going back and forth about the fascists on the college campuses. And I keep saying that they should be wearing armbands out there. The Democrats ought to be wearing armbands so we can pick them out of a crowd, know who they are, know who the members of the new Nazi movement are in the United States of America, the pro-Hamas, pro-Iran sycophants. And the Democrats taught them that by funneling billions of dollars to the Ayatollahs in Tehran. Barack Obama did that, plane loads of cash, shrink-wrapped on pallets, and then freeing up billions and billions, and then, of course, allowing the sale of the oil and lifting embargoes. And I played the audio last week. The State Department spokesman was asked, hey, you, by Matt Lee, the only reporter at the State Department, Matt Lee, and he's a good reporter at the State Department, Matt Lee. And he asked, hey, you guys lifted sanctions on Iran, and they're the enemies of civilization, and you're doing everything they can that you can to help them. And now yesterday, Joe Biden announced another $1 billion for Hamas. He says it's $1 billion for Gaza. Gaza is run by Hamas, the elected leaders there. So it's $1 billion for a genocidal death cult called Hamas. And the Democrats love funding radical Islamic jihadi terrorists from Tehran to Gaza. But the State Department spokesman, who was just an embarrassment to bipedal mammals, was asked by Matt Lee, hey, you guys lifted more sanctions on Iran. Why would you do that? And here's the fatuous answer that the embarrassing spokesman gave.
It's important to remember that we have not lifted a single sanction on Iran.
The UN sanctions, the one that the entire world, everyone in the world is supposed to follow, were in fact lifted. They expired, correct?
Well, I think there's a difference between lifting and expiring.
It's the difference between lifting and expiring. No, there isn't. You, the Biden administration, allowed the UN sanctions to expire without lifting a finger. That is the same as you lifting them and benefiting Iran once again. They are not on our side. So where did the violent mob in the street learn all of this from? They learned it from the Democrats. That's where they learned it from. And Seton Motley, I was talking about the armbands, and he said, you know, the armbands are now headbands. If you're looking for the pro-Nazi, Newt Gingrich said, the Nazi-like movement, they're not Nazis, just Nazi-like, Nazi-ish, you know. But it's true, they're not wearing armbands. They should be wearing armbands, but now they're wearing headbands. And in many cases, the headbands are Palestinian headdresses. And they have no idea, and I played the audio a little earlier of the two young women at Columbia University that were asked, what are you protesting? And they had no idea, no clue. They're just out there being useful idiots, cannon fodder for the death of civilization. That's the cause of the Democrat Party today. Remarkable. Yeah, but I like that. The armbands are now headbands. It's true. Amazing stuff. Yeah, now it kind of looks like importing tens of millions of people from other cultures with incompatible values may have a downside, may not be paying off the way that we had originally hoped. Taking in immigrants from all over the world has been great for the United States over the years. People come here and they assimilate because they want to become Americans. Now the Democrats are making sure we're bringing in millions of people who don't want to become Americans, that are in fact hostile to the American project, to American values, American ideas, American standards and norms, cultural standards and norms. The Democrats are importing millions that do not embrace, as they like to say, those values. They overuse that word all over the place too. Community. Embrace. A couple of Democrat words. Mm-mm-mm. I still like, we haven't made the bumper sticker yet, but I like my bumper sticker idea for big pickup trucks. And, if you got a Humvee or something, a big bumper sticker that says, I'm helping make the planet warmer. You're welcome. See, right? You're helping. Have in big print, I'm helping make the planet warmer on your big SUV to infuriate Democrats. And then the smaller print below says, you're welcome. Because everybody likes a warmer planet. Come on. Who doesn't like a warmer planet? That's what I'm telling you. All right. We actually have more President Trump. I haven't finished up President Trump at the construction site because Fox News had a nice reporter lady on the street was there to walk over while President Trump, they were chanting USA, USA, and they were chanting, we love Trump, we love Trump. And that's all positive and on our side. The Democrats are chanting death to America, literally. And what do you think about America? Burn it down, they're screaming. And these are the white liberals. These aren't even the bearded, smelly jihadis drenched in the blood of innocence But perhaps one day soon, because you know how the left is. They eventually get around to murdering everybody, don't they? If you know anything about history, and it seems no Democrat does anywhere anymore. President Trump on the street this morning in New York with cheering construction workers behind him in Manhattan.
You're 10 points behind President Biden in New York. Do you think it's doable to win New York?
We're very close in New York, I understand, and we're leading in the country by a lot. Poll just came out a little while ago, as you saw yesterday, that we're up in every swing state and up by a lot in every swing state. So I think we're going to do very well, and we're going to make a play for New York.
That's Alexis McAdams, the Fox News reporter on the street. President Trump stops and talks. Joe Biden never stops and talks to anybody. He just wanders off like a zombie because that's what he is. We have a zombie president. He's a glassy-eyed sock puppet of a front man for an anti-American organization called the Obama Machine, the Obama Democrat Party. They are here to destroy. They're not here to benefit us. The idea is you live your life, you're supposed to leave the world a better place by the time you die. Barack Obama is an incredibly destructive force. This is the fundamental transformation of America that he threatened / promised. President Trump with Alexis McAdams.
Violating your gag order, will you pay that fine?
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea. They've taken my constitutional right away with a gag order. That's all it is. It's election interference. This whole thing is election interference.
This whole thing is election interference. There is no doubt about it. It was a great moment. It was a campaign event made out of thin air because the Democrats do everything they can to deny President Trump access to the public and on and on. Man, oh man.
I'll be back in the boardroom and
They're chanting USA. They're chanting USA. What were they chanting on college campuses yesterday, Michael? Because the Democrats run the college campuses. This group of people chanting USA, USA, construction workers, New York City, union jobs, USA, USA, President Trump, President Trump. In the meantime, the Democrats, their chants are very, very different. They're not USA chants. They're not we love Trump chants. They're we love Hamas and jihad and anti-Semitic genocide.
Bye, bye, America!
Bye, bye, America!
Bye, bye, America!
Bye, bye, America!
Thank you. That is Death to America in Farsi being chanted by Democrats in Chicago at a union headquarters, the Teamsters union headquarters in Chicago, where they were plotting the disruptions of the Democrat convention in Chicago this summer because they're not on our side at all. And honestly, the Democrat Party, isn't it amazing? Now let's go to soundbite number one, soundbite number one. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, who is on the side of Western civilization, who's on the side of Israel. The Democrat Party is on neither the side of Western civilization or the side of Israel. But the college Nazism is making global news, as you might expect, and we look like a banana republic on the brink of civil war and revolution to people around the world. Benjamin Netanyahu, who is on our side more than Joe Biden, more than Barack Obama, more than any stinking, rotten, Jew-hating Democrat you're going to find anywhere, Bibi Netanyahu.
What's happening on America's college campuses is horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculty. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned and condemned unequivocally. But that's not what happened.
No, that's not what happened. And, you know, the presidents of MIT and Harvard and the that the University of Pennsylvania DEI hires all, and they're up on as is the president who's now at Columbia University in the spotlight for being she's Egyptian, and they're great DEI hires. They're women of color, LGBTQ. They're Muslim, and they're not on our side, and that's the way the Democrats like it, because they're so open-minded that their brains fell out long ago. Benjamin Netanyahu addressing what's going on in the United States yesterday.
The response of several university presidents was shameful. Now, fortunately, state, local, federal officials, many of them have responded differently, but there has to be more. More has to be done. It has to be done not only because they attack Israel, that's bad enough. Not only because they want to kill Jews wherever they are, that's bad enough. It's also, when you listen to them, it's also because they say not only death to Israel, death to the Jews, but death to America. And this tells us that there's an anti-Semitic surge here that has terrible consequences.
That is a fact, and we just played you the death to America in Farsi. They're learning this in Persian. It's what they speak in Iran, and they're chanting this in Chicago, and it is a left-wing Democrat, Muslim, America-hating enemy of civilization, and the Democrat Party is waving them in by the millions and celebrating them. Benjamin Netanyahu is not.
We see this exponential rise of anti-Semitism throughout America and throughout Western societies as Israel tries to defend itself against genocidal terrorists. Genocidal terrorists who hide behind civilians. Yet it is Israel that is falsely accused of genocide. Israel that is falsely accused of starvation and all sundry war crimes. It's all one big libel. But that's not new.
But that's not new. It's the ancient saw that has been used by the anti-Semites and the Democrat Party. Again, just extraordinary. Benjamin Netanyahu.
We've seen in history that anti-Semitic attacks were always preceded by vilification and slander, lies that were cast against the Jewish people that are unbelievable, yet people believed them. And what is important now is for all of us who are interested and cherish our values and our civilization, to stand up together and to say enough is enough. We have to stop anti-Semitism because anti-Semitism is the canary in the coal mine. It always precedes larger conflagrations that engulf the entire world. So I ask all of you, Jews and non-Jews alike, who are concerned with our common future and our common values, to do one thing. Stand up, speak up, be counted. Stop anti-Semitism now.
Be the good guys. Don't be the bad guys. The Democrat Party, they are the bad guys. They were the bad guys in 1957 as well, when a Democrat governor in Little Rock, Arkansas, Orville Faubus, stood in the front door of Central High School. Central High in Little Rock, I've been there. I've seen it. Somebody I know actually went to high school there. And I was there investigating Bill Clinton's sexual abuses many years ago. But Dwight Eisenhower in 1957 decided as president to send troops, the 101st Airborne, beloved from World War II, something Eisenhower knew a thing or two about, sent the 101st Airborne down to Little Rock to move the corpulent Democrat Governor Orville Faubus out of the way.
In that city, under the leadership of demagogic extremists, disorderly mobs have deliberately prevented the carrying out of proper orders from a federal court. The interest of the nation in the proper fulfillment of the law's requirements cannot yield to opposition and demonstrations by some few persons.
Brown v. Board.
Mob rule cannot be allowed to override the decisions of our courts.
Dwight Eisenhower then sent in the 101st Airborne because Brown versus Board of Education, the Supreme Court, had ordered the racial integration of schools and the Democrat racists were standing in the doorways. Now it is Jews that are afraid to go to campus. Ivy League campuses, college campuses from coast to coast, California, Texas. I honestly forget that Jews will not replace us thing. The Jews have replaced black students trying to go safely to school, and the culprits are the same, the Democrat Party. black people on campus should come out and chant, "The Jews have replaced us." Joe Biden will do nothing. He will not send in the 101st Airborne. But I got to tell you, Governor Greg Abbott in Texas, he cleared out that campus at University of Texas Austin yesterday. And I think it's time that Republican governors sent the National Guard in to escort Jewish students to school. To make the point, Jewish professors to school, it's too dangerous for them to go too. The rabbi at Columbia telling all Jews to stay off campus because it's not safe for them. The Democrats are having a relapse.
When I think about the USA, it should burn. Death to America.
The Democrat Party, they're out there burning the American flag, burning the Israeli flag, promoting Hamas and jihad and genocide while accusing Israel of being guilty of genocide. They use the words, but they don't know what they mean. I also have kind of a funny story today about Sonia Sotomayor. I was talking about it yesterday, and today it's in the Washington Post. I'm ahead of the Washington Post again, and I want to share that with you because the crooked Democrats are so crooked all day long. But right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Wally calling from Adamstown, Maryland. Wally, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Well, thank you, Chris. Just wanted to tell you, if they want to stop these demonstrations on these college campuses, it's very easy to do. Mm-hmm. Just go back and look up what the Metropolitan Police Department did in May Day in the early 90s. We were prepared for the demonstration. We, you know, told the people if they didn't, you know, leave the area, they would be locked up. Gave them a certain amount of time to leave. They didn't leave. We blocked it off. We went in with the arrest teams. We locked up over 1,200 people that day. And after May Day, you know, these people had to go to court and everything. They were getting criminal records and so forth. And after May Day, there was no more major demonstrations in this whole country for the next 20 years.
Wow. Okay,
that they had started, they threatened to have a major demonstration every month from May through September that year. After May Day and after they got locked up, there was no more major demonstrations at all that year.
So you were D.C. Metropolitan?
In Seattle, Washington.
You were D.C. Metropolitan Police?
Yes, sir.
And what year was that, Wally?
You know, I don't remember the exact year. It was in the 90s, early 90s.
Yeah, 90-something. I remember it. Yeah, May Day, the communists, you know, the celebration of the communist revolution. They've been around us for a long time. But now they're really off the chain.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot.
But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.